This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
One final segment here for On the Block. Austin Norman with you, Jay Foreman, unable to escape his business. Maybe we get him to call in for the hour tomorrow. Lots going on here in Husker land, but we will finish out on our starter Heyman Jewelers text line, 402-464-5685. Let's see here. John and Cortland, take the kid fishing. Water is about respect, nothing to be afraid of. Learn how to enjoy and relax in it. Always respect it. It takes care of fear. I'm not anti-water. I'm not anti-lake. I'm anti-going fast on water and getting my head submerged and being, you know, feeling like my stomach is going to come out of my body. I don't like that feeling. You know, I'm much more chill than thrill at the lake. So maybe fishing is a little bit more up my alley, except I'm not going to lie. I got a little too white collar for that. I got to get my hands dirty every once in a while. So there's that. Jeff, any ideas as to how the Husker basketball team is dividing up their $300,000 winnings? No, I do not know. I don't believe we have public confirmation of that. On the one hand, it'd be interesting to know. On the other hand, not really any of our business. So whatever the team decides to do would be interesting. But on the same token, doesn't really matter. But what really matters is the fact that Nebraska won a postseason tournament. That is absolutely the most important part of all of this, that Nebraska had a national stage to play on in front of people, that Nebraska played good basketball, like legitimately good basketball. Probably 2/3 of the time they were out there, I would say, is a rough estimate. Certainly had some sloppy moments late in the first half against Arizona State. Kind of let Boise creep back in it. Kind of let Georgetown creep back in it. And then the middle 10 to 12 minutes of the game against UCF just yesterday were some, honestly, just atrocious basketball minutes. Nebraska, to Strick's point earlier, stopped working for good shots that they had been getting. When Nebraska moved the ball, it looked really good. Jordan Ivy Curry just got going, and Nebraska didn't have an answer for him. Credit to Nebraska for holding Darius Johnson to just 4 points, one made field goal and two free throws a day after he goes for 42. And a huge credit to Nebraska for outlasting, right? UCF threw its best punch at least once, if not a couple times in that game. Nebraska took it on the chin, stood up, maybe staggered here or there, but kept going and found a way to win the game. Impressive, resilient performance from Nebraska in winning the first inaugural college basketball crown. That does make Nebraska the only team with both an NIT championship and a CBC championship. So good on the Huskers for that. I think their decision to go play in this tournament was without a doubt vindicated. Let's finish up with some Royals thoughts. We don't have them tonight. We're carrying Houston, Florida for you, thanks to our friends over at Westwood One. Excited to hear that game go down here on 93.7 The Ticket. And of course, you got our streams you can pull up. We'll have our normal Monday night programming for you. Tip off should be at 7:50 Central, so you get all of Tom Chattel in the very vast majority of the Don't Punt Hour with DeMornay Pearson. Al, Royals sit at just 4-5 right now. A 1-2 start to the year, which means they are 3-4.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
They're, I can do math. They're 3-3 since then. They end up taking 2 out of 3 from Baltimore. Big series win at home for the boys, who now welcome in Minnesota for a series starting tonight and then continuing the next 3 days as well. If I told you there was one player in the Royals everyday roster, you know, that it's penciled in as the starter pretty much every day, that has an OPS plus of 100 or better, you would probably tell me it's Bobby Witt. There's not another non-bench slash non-utility piece that is even a league average hitter so far. Salvador Perez, 76 OPS plus, 24% worse than league average. Kevin Biggio, 75. Michael Macias, 70. I thought had done better looking at the raw numbers, but no, none of it bears it out. You look at Jonathan India, 98. Essentially average, but still a little bit below, which is not why Nebraska acquired him. Kyle Isbell not hitting a 25 OPS plus. Hunter Renfro, a 28. Vinny Pasquantino, slightly below average at 95. But it might officially be time to cut bait with MJ Melendez despite the swing changes. The man has a 3 OPS plus. Not a 300, not a 300 on base percentage, a single number. 3 for his OPS plus. He is 97% worse than the average big league player in this situation. Melendez playing primarily left field, a little bit of right. He's played in 8 of the 9 games. He is just 2-for-24. Did have 2 walks and ended up stealing 8 bases. So it's a little bit of a sigh of relief that despite the Royals starting just 4-5 over the first 9 games of the year, that they're only a game back of Detroit. Problem is, they're only a game up on both Cleveland and Minnesota, as well as Chicago down there at 2-7 in the bottom, right? But it was kind of that 4-team race last year with the Royals, the Tigers, the Guardians, who won the division, and the Minnesota Twins. It's early, right? There's not a lot of separation, except you can kind of see that the Central's back to being the laughingstock again, right? The best teams, 5-4, you get a 4-5, couple 3-6s, and a 2-7. The AL East, Yankees are 6-3. Red Sox, sleeper team, watch out, 6-4. Toronto's 5-5. Baltimore's actually last with a 4-6 record. And then in the West, things have already fallen apart for Seattle, which is wildly unfortunate to say for one of the most tortured fan bases in baseball history. And not that Seattle has the longest history by any means, but still a cursed history for them. It's Texas leading the AL West with an 8-2 record for their first time reaching that since, I believe, 2012, a year, I believe, in which they reached the World Series. Well, thanks so much for tuning in, y'all. I'm going to call it a day. I got to be done. I got to get home. I got some supper to cook, and I got some catching up to do with my wife and my kid. Thanks a ton for listening. Thanks to the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese for their sponsorship of the show. Back tomorrow with a 1 hour on the block beginning at 3 p.m. Central. We'll have Antrell Taylor hosting with a special guest alongside at 4. Then teammates timeout Demo also surprising me with a guest tomorrow at 5. Don't go anywhere. Tom Chattel, DeMornay Pearson, more Ticket Weeknights, and the national championship game, Houston and Florida, all ahead on 93.7 The Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.